This is Ticker Symbol U, a podcast focused on highlighting advanced technologies that are transforming our lives and disrupting their competitors in the process. My name is Alex, and I'm definitely not a financial advisor. I'm just a nerd that loves sharing my personal vision of the future and putting my money where my mouth is. To learn more, find me at tickersymbolu.com or youtube.com/tickersymbolyou. Let's start with this. So, it's 2022, and if you're anything like me, you're already regretting your New Year's resolution. Sorry, gym membership. Maybe next year. I say that every year. You're probably listening to a lot of people's investing plans for 2022, allocating this much to stocks, that much to crypto, maybe some gold or even some real estate in there. Nice. The big issue here is the same one as listening to other people's New Year's resolutions in general. It doesn't really help you with your own. It's just a data point. So how come it doesn't help? Well, that's because of something called the behavior gap, which is the difference between the returns of your investments, like stocks and cryptocurrencies, and the returns of your investments, as in when you actually decided to buy and sell them. The thing you may not realize is that this behavior gap isn't just about investing money. This could be the difference in the possible returns of your gym membership and your returns based on how much you actually used it. It could be the difference between your possible return on time spent watching finance YouTube if you watch the right stuff for you versus your returns in actually clicking the first thumbnail that catches your eye. The difference between your plan and your actual execution of that plan is the essence of this behavior gap, and your New Year's resolution as an investor should be to close it. So in this episode, that's what we're going to do. Your time is valuable, so let's get right into it. The first thing we're going to do is clearly define our goal. Why are we investing? There's no wrong answer here, but you need to be specific. Are you setting yourself up for retirement? Are you trying to supplement your existing income with more passive income? Are you growing an account for a specific purchase, like a house or a car? Do you have multiple goals? Be clear exactly about why you're investing and when you're trying to achieve your goals. Then go to a compound annual growth rate calculator and literally lay out your goal. I have $20,000. I want to afford a brand new Tesla Model 3 in 3 years, which costs $50,000, give or take. So I'm looking for an aggressive 36% compound annual growth rate over the next 3 years. That's more than the market returned last year. Should I adjust my goal? If I'm willing to wait one more year, the growth I need goes down to 26% per year instead of 36%. If your goal is more general, like building a nest egg or supplementing your income, that's great. Just be clear about how much money you're putting in and realistic about how much you expect it to grow. Money in, money out. And don't forget to account for taxes. There's no right answer, but when you have a specific investing timeline and goal, you can start researching specific ways to achieve it. By the way, the further out your goal, the more it makes sense for growth stocks to be a part of your plan to achieve it. The sooner your goal, the safer you should play it, not the other way around. Each portfolio should have exactly one goal that can be measured, so you can clearly track your progress along the way. If you have multiple goals, set up separate accounts. That way you can accurately track your progress for each goal over time instead of being in a constant state of stress. This is our first step to closing this behavior gap. If I ran a fitness channel, I'd be saying the same things except for your exercise routine instead of your investing routine. And speaking of your investing routine, that's the next step. We're going to clean up our bad habits. Now that you have a real goal, the bad habits are easy to spot. They're the things that get you further away from achieving your goal instead of closer to it. Just like you have a real diet, you also have a media diet. And just like your real diet is mostly caffeine and fast food, your investing diet could probably use some work as well. In my opinion, if it's got lettuce, it counts as a salad. So in 2022, I'm cleaning up my investing media diet. I'm getting rid of the tools and services that I don't use, cleaning out my social media, and unsubscribing from YouTube channels that don't do a good job of valuing my time. Unsubscribing and unfollowing is a win-win for everyone. This isn't reverse psychology, it's common sense. It's good for you because you reduce unnecessary distractions and get your time back. It's good for that channel since they probably just lost an inactive and unengaged member of their community. And it's good for the platform, like YouTube, since it will probably adjust its future recommendations based on what you keep versus what you decide to cut. Also, you shouldn't only be keeping the media that you agree with. Having a biased view on the world in general and on the stock market specifically is a great way to crush your own returns. You should be keeping the media that gets you closer to your clearly stated goal. or at least makes you feel more informed or entertained or relaxed as a result. Quality over quantity is a powerful way to clean up your current and future investing media diet. If you stick around till the end of the episode, I'll tell you my plan for this YouTube channel. That way you can decide whether to cut me or not in 2022. Now that you have a clear goal, a realistic timeline for that goal, a solid list of resources that you're keeping, and some time back from all the things that you're cutting, the next step is to form a plan and build some habits. When I get to my desk, I check CNN's Fear and Greed Index. I do it every day because it provides me with a lot of high-level information fairly quickly, and it updates daily. It's a good habit. The AAII Sentiment Survey only updates once a week on Thursdays, so on Thursdays, I check that too. In the Know with Kathy Wood comes out on the first Friday of every month. I have a Google Calendar reminder set so I don't miss it when it comes out. It's become my routine. For you, maybe it's a great finance channel or newsletter that you want to start making time for. Maybe it's a specific website or tool that you want to check daily or weekly. Build a little routine to check those few sources that you learned about in 2021 and promised yourself that you'd start checking, but never really followed up on it. Trust me, I get it. Things fall through the cracks all the time. Our investing resolution in 2022 is to not let the most important ones fall through the cracks anymore. Here's the thing. If you're anything like me, you need someone else to hold you accountable. A gym buddy, a personal trainer, an app, a class with a schedule. Whatever it is, you might need external motivation, especially in the beginning. Investing is no different. It's a skill you build over time. And one of the biggest things institutional investors and fund managers and analysts have had for years is a powerful network. Coworkers, conferences, financial journals. Well, guess what? Retail investors have access to those things too. This year, you're going to join a community. Pick a couple and just try them. Maybe it's a Reddit community, or maybe it's a paid community on Seeking Alpha or the trading floor of kathysark.com. Whichever communities you choose, remember, they should align with your overall goal. It's a place for you to connect with people with similar goals, exchange plans and resources, hold each other accountable, and even make a few friends. Not sure which ones to join? Most YouTubers have a community on Slack or Discord, where you can chat with other members about the kinds of investments that that channel covers. For example, my Discord community is all about investing in disruptive innovation. Right now, it has a channel for every major type of innovation that ARK Invest covers, like 3D printing, virtual reality and the metaverse, robotics, electric vehicles, genomics, and space exploration. It also has a few channels where people can talk about their highest conviction investments, the stock market as a whole, and the latest episode of this channel after I release it. Joining my Discord community is absolutely free, and it has around 4,500 members right now. So if you're looking for a place to talk about advanced technology, tech stocks, growth stocks, ARK Invest, and the metaverse, this is a solid community to try. And if you're interested in joining, I'll leave an invite link to that community in the description below. A lot of my members keep me accountable and have helped me close my own behavior gap as a result. If you're focused on passive income and dividend investing, this is not a community that will help you achieve those goals. See how it all fits together? All right, speaking of the ticker symbol you community, let me give you the pitch for my channel so you can decide if I belong in your investing media diet or if you should cut me in 2022. Remember, if I'm a bad fit for you, everybody loses. My background is not in finance. I have a bachelor's and master's in engineering, and I spent 8 years as a scientist at MIT, where I worked on telescopes, radars, and other sensors to track rocket launches. So, mostly applied math. After that, I was the head of data analytics at an e-commerce agency, where I helped executives from big, publicly traded companies invest their tech budget to grow their online business up to and through the first waves of the pandemic. So, mostly applied math. The trends I saw in how these companies were spending their technology budgets are the same ones Kathy Wood and ARK Invest Research talk about and invest in. I think they're onto something big, really big. So I quit my day job this past summer to focus on investing in and making content about disruptive innovation as well. So, mostly drinking wine and crying while staring at my portfolio. In 2022, I'm going to keep focusing on investing in disruptive innovation while reducing the amount of noisy content I produce. What that means in practice is I'm going to spend less time worrying about macroeconomics and market crashes, and instead I'm going to put out more deep dives on individual companies, especially the ones that are fundamentally misunderstood by the market. the Rokus, the Teladocs, the Palantirs, and even the Facebooks of the world. I'll also keep covering the biggest changes inside the funds that hold them, like ARK Invest's ARK and Meta, the Roundhill Ball Metaverse Fund. I really do believe in the metaverse and the technologies that it's being built on. I also strongly believe in ARK Invest's long-term vision on innovation and technology, so I'm going to keep talking about the research into the products and services that's causing their funds to hold the stocks that they do. I'm also going to start covering the most important technology events that investors should pay attention to but may not know about. NVIDIA's GPU Technology Conference, Tesla's AI and Battery Days, big fintech conferences, and maybe even cryptocurrencies since ARK Invest covers blockchain technologies. That's how all the content on my channel already fits together, and I'm doubling down on that vision in 2022. Since the channel has 5x'd in size this past year, I've been able to land a bunch of new interviews with the founders of awesome tech companies. I've landed a couple relevant sponsors with great offers for investors and tech nerds alike, and I'm finishing up some pretty cool side projects that I hope will keep taking your tech and investing knowledge to the next level. After all, this is the channel that invests in you. And if that doesn't align with your investing goals and plan going forward, that's great. You just got some time back each and every week, and you should be treating your time as an investment because it's the most valuable resource that you have. So, stay long, stay strong, and thanks for watching. Until next time, this is Ticker Symbol U. My name is Alex, reminding you that the best investment you can make is in you.